AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. is announcing new sanctions on a Russian state media outlet. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Accusing it of working closely with Moscow's military and intelligence operations. Washington had already sanctioned RT for working to spread Kremlin propaganda. But Secretary of State Antony Blinken's now accusing the outlet of going far beyond that.
Functioning like a de facto arm of Russia's intelligence apparatus.
Blinken says RT ran fundraising campaigns to outfit Russian troops in Ukraine.
This includes sniper rifles, suppressors, body armor, night vision equipment, drones.
And he says the U.S. will keep exposing the truth.
It's shining a bright light on what the Kremlin is trying to do under the cover of darkness.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Nebraska Supreme Court ruled competing measures that would expand or limit abortion rights can appear on the November ballot. Pope Francis is strongly criticizing both presidential candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, over what he calls anti-life policies on abortion and migration. A prosecutor says the driver charged with killing NHL player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew as they bicycled on a rural road in New Jersey had a blood alcohol level of 0.087, above the 0.08 legal limit in the state. Judge Michael Silvano ordered Sean Higgins held for trial.
Due to his aggressiveness, due to his impatience, I think he even used the word impatience, he struck these two vehicles. That gives the court serious concern as to whether Mr. Higgins can operate or can be on the roadway in any way, shape, or form in a motor vehicle.
Higgins faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. A military court in Congo handed down death sentences to 37 people, including three Americans, after convicting them on charges of taking part in a coup attempt in Congo. This is AP News. A vessel was rescued in the English Channel after an emergency call to Dover, Delaware. It happened about 2 weeks ago.
Dover Police, Dispatcher Atkinson.
A man named Francesco called police.
My brother called me. He's coming to England with a boat. They are in the middle of water, and the engine are off, and they are there. They are almost going down.
The boat was in the English Channel.
They come from Calais. They come there in England.
They're in England?
Police say the man searched on the internet for the Dover Police Department, and the first match was Dover, Delaware. He needed to call Dover, England.
It's going down. They're leaking everything. They're screaming there.
After some quick work, there was response in England 15 minutes after the Delaware call. Everyone on the boat safely got to shore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.